8:19 on Connect FM. It is your morning connection for the midweek for a Wednesday. And we had a little talk a little bit earlier with a few people here at the radio station where it's feeling like a Monday. I think there's a couple of reasons for that. It's a little bit because of the rain out there, but we badly need the rain, so we're very appreciative of the rain. But also because it's back to school day, and with that happening, it makes it feel a little bit like a Monday. But it is Wednesday, and it's time for a midweek chat, what we get to do every other Wednesday, and we're sure glad that we get to do it today. That means Shirley DeRouge is here. She's the executive director of Downtown Du Bois, Inc., and we're sure glad to have her here this morning. Hey, Shirley.
Good morning, Dan.
It's so good to have you here. It's not Monday. It's Wednesday, right?
No, it's Wednesday, but it sure does feel like a Monday.
Yeah, we'll get over that quickly, though. You know, Shirley, I was recently on your, just yesterday, as a matter of fact, on your website, Downtown Du Bois, and I was also on your Facebook site, just kind of scouting out. It's like, oh, I wonder if Shirley's been able to come up with anything to do here as we head into back to school time and into the fall season. And it looks like you scraped up a few things.
A few things. I still got a lot of time on my hands, I guess.
You need to get busy here and just fill the calendar. No, all joking aside, it's going to be a busy fall season.
Very busy.
But for good stuff. And one of those good things, something you started last year, the light pole decorating contest. And I'm kind of partial to that because, you know, the radio station's right here along Long Avenue. Mm-hmm. And so right outside our windows, we get to see those decorated light poles. But but there's a deadline coming up here.
There is a deadline. It's next week, next Friday. Registration and the fees are due. And we're hoping to get enough entries to go the whole way from Brady Street down to George Street.
Okay, that'll be super. And I know all the light poles decorated in unique ways last year, so it'll be interesting to see what the participants come up with next this year, rather, and those decorations. A lot of them kind of the scarecrow theme, right?
Yes. But the creativity, it was so fun and festive.
Yeah.
And last year's winner was the Du Bois Area High School Art Club. Mm-hmm. They did Bob Ross as a scarecrow and his paintings and stuff. And just like I said, the creativity, it's amazing. I love it.
It was. And the similarities between that scarecrow and Bob Ross were uncanny, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
All right. So we've got that first and foremost on our plates. And of course, we have the continuing farmers market, which I've been touting as hard as I can. Of course, we gave it extra emphasis 2 weeks ago because of it being farmers market week that week. But that continues on, right?
It continues on. They have the corn. They have all the stuff now.
Yeah. Big harvest time.
Yes, it is. So now's whenever you want to really, really hit it hard and for people to get out there in the morning and before it gets picked over. Again, early morning start, but it's well worth it.
And Saturday morning, it opens up at 8 o'clock in the Pershing parking lot. Let's look ahead to September. We're here making good progress through the month of August, but September will be here before we know it. And you've got a double whammy on the 19th and 20th. Tell us about those big activities.
So this year we are doing what's called Jammin' on Jard Fall Fest. Live music, food, family entertainment. We're going to have the people from Invictus with their inflatables, Steel City, Mobile, Golf will be setting up, Curbside Collective, which is a small like kids market they're setting up. Spuddies, they'll be there with their food truck, but we'll also have bingo and raffles and stuff at the Avenue West. And obviously the live music and everything will be there at the public house. So we have a lot of things, plus other things. We have carnival games and such, you know, prepared and planned for that night. So we have a lot of stuff for families, and it'll be very much a family-oriented event.
That's super. And if that's not enough, something's going to be afoot in downtown DuBois on the 20th, the next day.
Yes.
That's the Grapes and Hops Tour.
Our annual Grapes and Hops Tour. It'll be that Saturday, the 20th. From 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., tickets are on sale at various locations, Merle Norman, Deja Brew Coffee House, and Winery Wilcox, and we have them on Big Deals.
Yes, DuBoisBigDeals.com. You can get your tickets there as well.
Yes.
That's super. Well, Shirley, I need to let you go because I need you to get to work and put some things on the schedule, on the calendar here.
I know.
There's just too many empty spots there in the next month or so.
Oh my gosh. Well, between all of that, our bench program, our welcome sign program, our capital campaign, I mean, I can find a few spaces.
We'll find something else for you to do.
Yes.
All right. And Shirley, where can folks find you online for your website or on Facebook?
Website is downtowndubois.com. And our Facebook page is at Downtown DuBois PA.
Okay. Be sure to check it out. Shirley, we always appreciate these updates. We'll do it again in another 2 weeks. How's that sound?
Sounds great. I'll see you then.
Thank you.